This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestava with the news, the headlines first. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology urges public to remain alert, citing possibility of heavy rainfall in various parts of Nepal. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli directs security agencies to stay prepared. Blocked Syafrubesi Raswagadi road section reopens for one-way traffic. Prime Minister and UML Chairperson KP Sharma Oli holds meeting with former President Bidya Devi Bhandari. Central Committee meeting of the CPN UML scheduled for tomorrow. And 35 people die and several go missing after a tourist boat capsized in Vietnam during bad weather. Now the news in detail. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has urged the public to remain alert, citing the possibility of heavy rainfall in various parts of the country. Locals living near rivers and low-lying areas have been advised to stay alert and take necessary precautions. Meanwhile, four different highways have been blocked due to the floods and landslides caused by the incessant rainfall since yesterday. According to Nepal Police, Koshi Highway of Sankhua Sabha, Mechi Highway of Pastar, Pasang Lamu Highway of Rasua and Jazarkot Dolpa Bheri Corridor of Rukum West have been completely blocked. Meanwhile, with heavy rain forecast in several parts of the country, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has urged the public to avoid long travel and stay in safe locations. Referring to information from the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the Prime Minister appealed for public caution through a social media message. He emphasized the need to follow updates from security agencies and remain alert to avoid weather-related disasters. The Prime Minister also instructed security agencies to remain prepared and urged federal, provincial and local bodies to work actively to minimize the impact of possible floods, landslides and inundation. Earlier, the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority had issued a similar warning advising people in high-risk areas to stay alert and follow local instructions. The Syafrubesi Raswagadi road section of the highway, which had been blocked due to the flood in the Lende River on the 8th of July, has come into operation. Chief District Officer of Rasua, Arjun Porel, informed that in the first phase, one-way traffic has been allowed on the road from this afternoon. He stated that light vehicles are currently operating on the route. The highway up to Raswagadi was reopened with the help of bulldozers and excavators from the Department of Roads, Raswagadi and the Bhotekosi Hydropower Project. Due to the flood, dozens of locations between Syafrubesi and Raswagadi had sustained road damage. CPN UML Chairperson and Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and former President Bidya Devi Bhandari have held a meeting. After the meeting, held at the UML headquarters in Chiasal today, former President Bhandari briefly spoke with journalists, informing them that the discussions with Prime Minister Oli focused solely on national political matters. Former President Bhandari also said that a party membership had already been renewed. The discussion between the two leaders lasted for about 1.5 hour. UML's Vice President Surendra Pandey and Secretary of the party's central office Dr. Bhishma Adhikari said it was the first time the former president had visited the UML headquarters in Chasal after stepping down from her official responsibilities. The former president had previously made a public announcement about her intention to rejoin party politics after the issue was raised in the UML Secretariat and Politburo meetings. A formal discussion was held with the leadership today. Meanwhile, the Central Committee meeting of the CPN UML is scheduled at 11 a.m. at party headquarters, Chasal, tomorrow. The Election Commission has approved the schedule for the upcoming by-election in Rupandehi constituency number 3, which is set to take place on the 3rd of November. According to Neeta Pokhrel Aryal, Joint Secretary and Spokesperson of the Commission, as per the approved schedule, candidate nominations will be registered at the office of the election officer on the 7th of October from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The by-election is being held to fill the vacant seat in Rupandehi 3 following the death of House of Representatives member Deepak Bohra on the 1st of April. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Fiber Internet, Nepal Telecom go back. Internet TV, telephone data, ekasa.
Karma TV, henus, internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data chalaunus, sajilota ekasa.
Fiber Internet, fibra gati ko sansar. Telephone, internet, TV, sabai kura ma bharma. Nepal Telecom ko fiber internet. नयाँ जडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Three Indian nationals were injured due to falling rocks along the Narangarh Mughling Road section today. According to Ravindra Khanal, Deputy Superintendent of Police at the District Police Office, the 42-year-old Ratendra Yadav, 33-year-old Harmon Yadav and 35-year-old Hitendra Yadav, permanent residents of India's Agra, were injured. DSP Khanal said the condition of all three injuries out of danger. The incident occurred this afternoon when rocks fell on their Indian-plated car travelling from Narangarh towards Mughlin. Police said that the injured are receiving treatment at a local medical facility. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. At least 35 people have died and several are still missing after a tourist boat capsized in Vietnam during bad weather, the BBC reports. The incident took place in Halong Bay, a popular tourist destination in the north of the country. Most of the passengers were reportedly Vietnamese families visiting from the capital, Hanoi. Local police said 10 people had so far been pulled from the water alive. A statement from the Vietnamese border guards and navy said the vessel was carrying 53 people when it capsized after encountering a sudden storm. Heavy rain hindered the search for survivors, which continued overnight into Sunday. The Israeli military had issued evacuation orders for a crowded part of central Gaza where it has not launched a ground offensive during its 21 months of war against Hamas. According to the BBC, the Israel Defense Forces IDF said on Sunday that residents and displaced Palestinians sheltering in the city of Deir al-Balah should evacuate immediately and move towards Al-Mawasi on the Mediterranean coast. The evacuation demand, which could signal an imminent attack, has caused widespread panic among tens of thousands of Palestinians as well as the families of Israeli hostages who fear their relatives are being held in the city. The IDF has conducted airstrikes in the area, but it has not yet deployed ground troops. On Sunday, the Israeli military is said to have dropped leaflets from the sky ordering people in several districts in southwest Deir al-Balah to leave their homes and head further south. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudur Paschim provinces and in some places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at a few places of Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudur Paschim provinces and at one or two places of Kushi and Bagmati provinces. There is also possibility of light to moderate rainfall and snowfall at some places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Department of Hydrology and Meteorology urges public to remain alert, citing possibility of heavy rainfall in various parts of Nepal. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli directs security agencies to stay prepared. Blocked Shafrupesi Raswagari road section reopens for one-way traffic. Prime Minister and UML Chairperson KP Sharma Oli holds meeting with former President Bidyadevi Bhandari. Central Committee meeting of the CPN-UML scheduled for tomorrow. And 35 people die and several go missing after a tourist boat capsized in Vietnam during bad weather. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.